Hi, this is Jodie. I haven't been talking to you for quite a while, and it's simply because I've been so busy. I've been mentally exhausted trying to sort out a new business that I'm trying to get up and running. Well, it's nearly there. The problem is I've just resigned from work, so the safety net of a full-time income is about to cease. And the only fallback I've got is a bit of a freelance job that I can do for probably the next 6 months, and I can work on that a couple of days a week, and the rest of the time I'll concentrate on my business. And it's something that I've never done before. Through my life I tend to reinvent myself. Whether that's a good trait or a bad trait, I'm not sure, but I took myself off to London back in 2004 to live open-ended. Wasn't sure how long I'd stay there for, but I just wanted to see what it was like living in another country. So off I went, packed up everything, sold off everything, and moved overseas. I loved it, by the way, and the only reason I came back was because I felt my family needed me to be a little bit closer. But having come back, I could have stayed a little bit longer, and I wish I had. Anyway, new invention, 6 years down the track, reinventing myself again, and I'm going to import homeware and giftware. And excuse the train tooting in the background, it's a freight train. I'm so excited, and at the same time I'm so scared, because my convenient income is about to stop. My safety income, and also I've plunged all of my savings into this venture, so I do hope it takes off. The main aim is to become a wholesaler, and in true to form, I think big, and hopefully this comes to be my future. I don't want to make a lot of money for this. I want to be comfortable. I want to be able to give money to charity, and I want to be able to give my time to charity. And I can't do this on a fixed income, and I can't do this working 5 days a week and some weekends. So at the moment, I'm working full time and trying to take all of my products down to markets to try and test local areas and price points to see how they are received. And also I'm going to be taking the products that I have to the Mind Body Spirit Festival, which is in Melbourne coming up. So it's really exciting, and as I said, I'm so nervous and scared, excited. I just have all the emotions under the sun, but I hope it works. And if you can all support me in some way, it would be fantastic, but we'll see. At the end of the day, if it fails, I've only got myself to blame, and I've also only got myself to rely on an income. Thank goodness for the freelance job that I have lined up. It'll keep me with a little bit of income for the next 6 months, but wow. Reality is sinking in. I've had to give 4 weeks' notice, and I'm now into my second week, so yes, my heart flutters very, very loudly sometimes, and it's deafening, but hopefully I can report back soon with some excellent news on how I'm progressing. But what a climate to be starting a new business in. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon.